हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां सद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः। अथातो ब्रह्मजिज्ञासा जन्माद्यस्य यतः शास्त्रयोनित्वात् तत्त्वसमन्वयात् ईक्षते न शब्दं गौणश्चेन्नात्मशब्दात् We saw up to the sixth sutra in the last class, and now we will take up the seventh sutra, namely Tannishtasya Mokshopadeshat. Tannishtasya Mokshopadeshat. First, as usual, we will see the general analysis and then go to the word analysis, followed by conclusion. So in the previous two sutras, we established Sat refers to Brahman alone and not Pradhanam or Prakriti of Sankhyas because of primary visualization. In this sutra also, the conclusion is same. That is, Sat refers to Chetanam Brahma alone, but the reasoning is different. And what is that? Tannishtasya Mokshopadeshat. The sutra, it presents the reason. And this is based on a later expression in the sixth chapter of Chandogya, where Sat is the beginning. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. The Jagat Karanam is the topic. And then the teacher says, Karanam alone produced everything. Therefore, it is the substratum of the universe. Aidadatmiyam idagam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo. Therefore, that is the atma, the purusha, and that atma is none other than you. You are that. Therefore, it says sat is atma, tattvamasi, sat is atma. So whoever is established in that karana atma will get liberation, get moksha. And what is the statement? The statement is, Tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna sampashye ata vimokshye. Whoever knows that the Sat Jagat Karanam is myself, he will enjoy Jivan Mukti until Prarabdham is exhausted and then will also enjoy Videha Mukti. Suppose Sat refers to Pradhanam or Prakriti, then Tattvamasi will mean what? Because Sat refers to whatever is beginning, which is Jagat Karanam, and you say Jagat Karanam is Pradhanam, and then you are inert. According to Sankhya, you become inert. It means you are Pradhanam, and you are foolishly said. Thereafter, Moksha Upadesha. When you recognize that you are that inert Prarabdham, Pradhanam, then I will attain what? Tasyam Tavadeva Chiram. I, the inert person now, will enjoy Jivan Mukti and Videya Mukti and get established in my inert nature, according to Sankhya. So Vyasacharya says, will anyone like to become inert by the study of Shastra? From Alpajnaha, I would like to go to Sarvajnaha. I won't like to go to Achetana, inert matter. Instead, I would prefer to be a Jiva himself. Therefore, Tannishtasya Mokshopadeshad, Moksha is promised for Sat-Sannishta, Sat-Nishta, that Sat has to be Chetanam and not Achetanam. While Sankhya claims Achetana Pradhanam is the cause, Vyasa in these sutras asserts that Achetana Pradhanam cannot be the basis for creation. And the Sat referred to in the Upanishad is nothing but Chetanam Brahman only. So every conclusion is ultimately connected to what? Aham, Brahma, Asmi, the liberating wisdom. So Sat means existence. It's not inert entity, but it is consciousness. So Sat, the existence, is the substratum of the whole creation. And many people accept existence is substratum. But they are not able to only accept that that substratum is we ourselves. That is the problem. The basic reason given in the second sutra is what? Satis Chetanam Brahman, it is Mukhya Brahman, and visualization is the proof for that. So Shankaracharya gives two interpretations for this, and we will see the easier one first, the second one first. So the Chandogya Upanishad introduces Sat as Jagat Karana. So the sixth chapter of Chandogya has 16 sections. Elaborately, it discusses creation. We have seen all that in detail. So it concludes that Jagat Karanam is you. So from the 8th to the 16th section of that particular chapter, the same last mantra is repeated. Saye, Sayam, Yetadatmyam, Idagum Sarvam, Tat Satyam, Sa Atmam, Tattvamasi, Shvetaketo. Repeated every time, 9 times. So Jagat Karanam Brahma is you. And you means what? The Chetanam Brahma or Purushaha. And he says, Shvetaketu, you are that. You are that what? You are that Sat Karanam. You, Purushaha, who is the Chetana, the listener, the student. So the Upanishad says, having acquired the knowledge of Jagat Karana Chetana Purushaha, one should get established in that knowledge. I am not a miserable Chetana Purusha. And the Chandogya says, in section 6.14.2, we saw earlier, the one who is established in this self-knowledge gains moksha. So the Upanishad says, Tasya Tavadeva Chiram. He has to wait for Prarabdha to exhaust. And then he gets Videha Mukti also and gets liberated. Atha Sampasye. Videha Mukti. Atha Sampati means Videha Mukti. So the essence of this mantra is what? The one who gets established in Jagat Karanam Purushaha, Aham, will get liberated. Now Vyasacharya asks the question, what can be Sankhya's interpretation? According to them, Jagat Karanam Sat is Achetana Pradhanam. It is Achetanam. When Shruti says you are that, Shruti means Vedas. When Veda says you are that, Tattvamasi, that means you, Shvetaketu, are none other than Achetana Vastu. And further it is said, if you are established in Achetana nature, you will get liberated. That means what? Sankhya will say, Aham Achetanam Pradhanam Jagat Karanam Asmi. And according to Mantra 6.14.2, the conclusion is what? When you are established in Pradhanam, you will get liberation. This is called reductio ad absurdum. You will get absurdity only. So this is not only not acceptable to Vedantin, even according to Sankhya philosophy also, it is a contradiction. The Sankhyas, they say, in moksha, the prakriti should go away from me, the Purusha. And according to him, moksha is a state when prakriti should go away. Therefore, tannishtasya moksha upadeshadam, since establishing in sat alone is moksha, that sat has to be chetana purusha alone and not pradhanam. So with this, we can conclude the general analysis for this sutra. Now we will go to the word analysis. Tannishtasya means tat. Tat here means tasat. So we can say, instead of tannishtasya, we can say sannishtasya, sat, sannishtasya. So whoever is established in sat will get moksha. So according to Chandogya 6.14.2, the next word is mokshopadeshat. So mokshopadeshat means is the promise to get established in sat. How? In that expression, Atha Sampasye occurs in 6.14.2 of Chandogya. That is consciousness, moksha is promised. So if you take Sattas Brahman, Brahmanishtasya Mokshopadesha will tally then. If you take Sattas Pradhanam, Prakriti, then Pradhananishtasya Mokshopadesha will not tally. And therefore, Pradhanam should not be taken in our conclusion at all. This is the second argument. Sat is Brahman because establishment in Sat is Moksha Karana. Second argument is this. And first argument is Sat is Chetanam because of visualization. These are the two arguments. First argument is Sat is Chetanam because of visualization. And second argument is Sat is Brahman because establishment in Sat is Moksha Karana. Now, we will go to the next sutra now. Heyatvam Avachanat Cha. Heyatvam avachanachva. Check. Now Vyasacharya is going to give another reason. First again, we will see the general analysis for this 8th sutra. So if we take the Upanishad, it wants to reveal Atma Jagat Karanam Chetana Vastu. It is sentient. Often it does not reveal directly, being a very subtle entity. So the listener in the beginning has gross mind, being engaged in gross vyavahara. Hence a gross intellect cannot immediately relate to a subtle thing. And therefore the Upanishad takes one to a gross entity first and then to subtler and subtler in steps. And therefore the journey is from grosser to subtler. This teaching is called Arundhati Darshana Nyayaha. Arundhati Darshana Nyayaha. This we have seen in Taittiriya Upanishad also. For example, when a couple gets married, when they get married, they are taken to see the Arundhati star. Because Vasishta and Arundhati are supposed to be ideal couple. So the couple wants to have a long, happy life like Vasishta and Arundhati. So as a model, they want to see the Arundhati, Vasishta, the star in pair. Arundhati is a very small star, part of a binary star with Vasishta together. Therefore, the priest who conducts the marriage, he cannot show directly the Arundhati star because so small. And what he does, he first takes to a grossest entity. Actually, these days, these are all supposed to be done in the evening, but because they want to finish the marriage early because of availability of hall and all that, they finish it in the daytime itself. Traditionally, if it is done in the evening, the priest will first show to the brightest thing on sky, namely the moon. And then he will go on showing smaller and smaller stars. And each time the seer thinks it is Arundhati. And slowly he reaches the right star. So one after the other, starting from the moon, he will go at this, see this, see this, see this, finally goes to Arundhati. Similarly, there is Pancha Kosha Viveka in Taittiriya Upanishad. And first it reveals the Achetana Annamaya Kosha as Atma. And later it negates that. So Anyantara Atma Pranamaya. And comes to Pranamaya and reveals it is Atma. Then negates it Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya and all that thing. And finally comes to real Atma. Brahmapucham Pratishta. Thus the Upanishad first reveals an Achetana Vastu. And later, after negating the Achetanam, it can reveal the Chetanam. So this procedure is a standard procedure used in the Upanishads. So what Sankhya says is, Sat Karanam is Achetanam Pradhanam alone, and Upanishad is revealing Achetanam, Sat Pradhanam as Jagat Karanam, and there is nothing wrong in that because it is done as in Arundhati Darshana Nyaya, that method, as the first stage of teaching. Therefore, Sat is what? Sat is Pradhanam only, which is Achetanam, revealed by the Upanishad. So the aim of the Upanishad is what? To reveal Sat later by first negating the Sat Karana, Achetana Pradhana, and ultimately go to Purusha. That is his argument. They say Sat is only an intermediary state. And finally, you have to teach the Purusha, reach the Purusha, as in the case of Arundhati Nyaya. This is Sankhya's mission. Therefore, according to them, Sat is Achetanam Pradhanam, an intermediary step only. And Vyasacharya gives the answer in the sutra, in this particular sutra that we just read. In Taittiriya, Taittiriya Upanishad, Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, etc. are the intermediary steps, and Ananda Atma, Brahmapuchyam Pratishta is the final step. So Ananda is revealed as Atma there. Now, how do we know this? What is the intermediary step? How do we find out? And what is the final step? How do we find out? Intermediary step is that which is negated later. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya are all negated. And ultimately, Ananda Atma is not negated. Brahma Puchyam Pratishta. And so it becomes final. So to establish the intermediary stages, you should look for its negation later. That negation is called Heyatvam. We are coming to the word Heyatvam in this particular sutra. So that negation is called Heyatvam. So therefore, Annamaya has Heyatvam. So it is intermediary stage. Heyatvam or Nishedyatvam. So or Nirakriyamanatvam. So all the koshas have Heyatvam. They are all negated. Whereas Ananda Atma is not negated. So it is final stage. So according to Sankhya philosopher, Sat is Achedanam Pradhanam and it is taught as Jagat Karanam and that is only an intermediary step. Now Vyasacharya argues, if the Sat is taken as an intermediary step, what do we expect? We expect further teaching because it is only intermediary stage in which the previous Sat Karanam also should be negated. And the Upanishad should continue the teaching. But what do we find in the Upanishad? After teaching the Sat, Aitadagmyam Idagam Sarvam, Tat Satyam Sa Atma, Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. 9 times it says. After teaching the Sat, the Upanishad concludes the chapter by saying, Tadhasya Vijnanam. Vijana. So Shvetaketu understood Sat Karanam. And afterwards, the teaching is over. Therefore, Sat Karanam is ultimate step. And since it is final step, it has to be Chetana Purusha alone. Therefore, the sutra, Heyatva Avachanatcha. Shruti does not negate Sat Karanam. And therefore, it is Chetanam only. So this is the argument. And now we will take the word analysis. Heyatva avachanat. So this is all hetu. So how should you complete the anumanam now? All these things we have to do. How do you complete the inference? Between the previous sutra and this sutra, the inference should be presented properly. Anumanam. In the previous sutra, satchabda vakyam na pradhanam. Why? Tannishtasya mokshopadeshat. Brahma shabda vakyatvat. Brahma Shabda Vakyavate. So like Brahmavid Apnoti Param in Brahmanandavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahmavid Apnoti Param. In this sutra, how do we make the anumanam now? Satchabda Vakyam na Pradhanam. The word Sat used in Chandokya does not refer to Sankhya Pradhanam because it is not negated. Why? Heyatva Avachanat. That is the sutra. There is another word, cha, actually. Heyatva avachanat cha. And that word, cha, after avachanat, in sutra, every word is important. As I mentioned at the beginning, each word has to be explained. And all these cha, vai, tu, he, this also I mentioned earlier. All these words are called palapuranam. There is a word for them, palapuranam. An aside story, actually, what one person did, Swami says this jokingly. One person wanted to write a Sanskrit poem. And he wrote, what he wrote? Uttishto Uttishta Rajendra. First line. Correct line he wrote. 8 syllables. Very nice. Uttishto Uttishta Rajendra. Then Mukham Prakshala Prakshala Yeswa. Wash the face. Yesham Ahvayate Kukkutaha. Kukkutaha means the rooster. The rooster has already started to crow. So please get up, Rajendra, get up, wash your face. The rooster has already started to crow. So he wrote these 3 lines first. And what is the requirement of prosody? He needs 8 syllables per pada. So the first line is okay. Uttishta, Uttishta, Rajendra, 8 syllables, no problem. And the second has only 7 syllables. Mukham, Prakshalayaswa has only 7 syllables. And the third one, Yesha Ahvayate Kukutaha, has got 9 syllables. So what did
he do? What's that?
The
bar and grill in Queens where I talk with my fellow men? But that's anonymous for what?
Somebody can please.
And that's the newest written operation.
Oh, that newspaper story, I was misled.
George, I assure you, I wasn't misled.
Well, then what's all this about?
I don't know what is happening.
Guys at the saloon raised that money last week. I had to respond by going through the motions.
That overweight chap who brought you here, who's he?
I don't know what is all this happening.
That's Archie Bunker.
Somebody's house TV is on or what? I don't know.
Looks like an interference. Looks like an interference into the system.
I don't know, whatever it is. Anyway, so he has got first line 8 syllables, all right. Second line has only 7 syllables, and third line has got 9 syllables. So what did he do? He removed the one syllable of the third line and added to the second line. So what in the third line you got? Yesham ahvayate kukutaha. He removed the taha from there and added to the second line. Now it's how it will now read. Uttishto uttishta Rajendra mukam prakshala yasvataha yasvataha yesha ahvayade kukku. So it is going to stop like this. Then he did not get anything in the fourth line. Fourth line, then only the verse will be complete. So he saw in Sanskrit language what all words he can use to complete the fourth line. And he found all these 4 words. What are the 4 words? Cha, vai, tu, and he. So what did he do? He wrote these 4. Each one is monosyllabic. So he wrote these 4 words 2 times. Cha, vai, tu, he. Cha, vai, tu, he. He wrote like that in the last line. So now how the poem reads now? Uttishta uttishta Rajendra mukam prakshalayasvataha yesha ahvayate kukku chavaituhi. So he completed the poem like this. So such Sanskrit poems are possible outside the sutra literature. Because for fun and all one can do. But when it comes to sutra literature, all those things cannot be just used. Each letter, each word has to be explained. But in the sutra, every letter should have some purpose. So this is a small diversion we want to give, because Brahma Sutra is not that pleasant a thing that we easily follow. So to wake up for us. And Vyasacharya gave 6 reasons, and Shankaracharya takes as the 7th reason to establish this, the Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam the Chakara. How? It is not directly said. It is said as Chakara, as Cham. How do we know? He says, in the Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, beginning, the father tells the student, if you remember the story of Chandogya, the father tells the student, if you raise the question to your teacher, did you ask the question to your teacher? About what? About this, the particular subject. If you remember the story, the student comes back after the education is over to the father. The father asks him, have you learned everything from your teacher? And the son says, yes. And father asks, did you ask this particular question? Utata madeshya mapraksyaha. Did you ask that question? And this portion comes in the Chandogya 6.1.2 and 3. In 6th chapter, first section, second sutra, second mantra and third mantra. So what is the question? What is that knowing which everything else is known? That is the question. What is that knowing which everything else is known? Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati amatam matam avijnatam vijnatam. This comes in the Mundaka Upanishad also. We have seen kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamitam vijnatam bhavati. By knowing which everything else gets known. And later father himself explains in Chandogya, karana vijnanena sarvam karyam vijnatam bhavati. By knowing the cause, karana vijnanena, all the effects, karyam vijnatam bhavati, all the effects are known. Why? Karyam is nothing but karanam only, with different namarupa, names and forms. Ornament is nothing but the gold with different names and forms. There are no ornaments separate from gold. There is no part separate from clay. No furniture separate from wood. Therefore, clay vijnanena sarva ghataha vijnataha bhavanti. Eka swarna vijnanena sarvani abharanani vijnatani bhavanti. You will know everything. All the effects are known by knowing the karanam. In fact, the Upanishad itself gives the answer. So jagat karana vijnanena jagat sarvam vijnatam bhavati. Now let us go by the Sankhya philosophy, what he wants to say. So what is Jagat Karanam for him, for Sankhyas? Pradhanam or Prakriti. From that, the 23 tattvams that I told last class, Mahat, Ahankara, and Dasha Indriyani, and Sukshma Bhutani, Stula Bhutani, they are all born out. All the 23, yesterday, the previous class I said, they are all born out of Karanam, Pradhanam. So according to Sankhya, suppose a person gets Pradhana Jnanam, what he will know? He will know all the 23 tattvams he will know. Then can a person know Purusha by knowing Pradhanam? If Purusha has to be known, only if Purusha is also a product of Pradhanam only he will know. But because we said Karana Vijnana and Karya Vijnana Bhavati. So Pradhana Jnanam does not give Purusha Jnanam. He will know all inner things only in life. But countless Purushas, Chetana Jivas, because according to Sankhya, every Purusha is a Chetana Jiva, right? So countless Purushas are there. Chetana Jivas he will not know at all. Therefore, Pradhana Vijnanam cannot be Jagat Karanam. And therefore, Pradhana Vijnanenam Sarva Vijnanam Naiva Bhavati. Whereas in Vedanta, what happens? Brahman is Jagat Karanam. And therefore, Brahma Vijnanam enables to know Sarva Jivaha, Sarva Jiva Vijnanam also. And Achetana Vijnanam also together, both. Why? Because all Jivas are none other than Brahman. As Krishna himself said in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata sarva, we have to emphasize, all. Therefore, eka brahma vijnanena sarva jivatma vijnanam bhavati, because all Jivas are non-different from Brahman, not products of Brahman. You have to be careful. They are not products of Brahman, Brahmaiva. Not only Chetana Jivatmas are known, all the Achetana Prapancha is also known by Brahmajnana. Why? Because the entire Achetana Prapancha is what? Is only a product of Brahman. Therefore, in Vedanta alone, Eka Vijnanenam Sarva Vijnanam possible. In Sankhya, one can never establish that. Therefore, Chakara indicates in the sutra, Chakara, the cha, at the end. It indicates what? Satchabda Vakyam na Pradhanam Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratigna Satvat Brahma Shabdaha or Atma Shabdaha Vakyavate. So far we have seen what? Four reasons so far we have seen out of the seven reasons we said. Now we will see the remaining three more reasons in the following sutras of this Adhikaranam. Understand, this is one Adhikaranam. There are so many sutras in this Adhikaranam. Sutra 9. Swapyayat. This is the sutra. First we will do the general analysis and then we will go to the word analysis. In this sutra, Vyasa refers to another discussion occurring in Chandogya, 8th chapter of Chandogya. In this mantra, Chandogya analyzes the Sushupti Avastha. Or it's the 6th chapter, 8th section, sorry. Not 8th chapter, 6th chapter, 8th section. Sushupti Avastha is being analyzed here, or the sleep state. Upanishad points out, during sleep, a special name is given to the sleeper. He gets a title during sleep because he is sleeping. Swapiti. That is, the Swapiti is the title. So the Upanishad raises the question now, why should a sleeper be named Swapiti? Why should he get a special title Swapiti? It gives the answer, during sleep, Jiva resolves into its original nature. Swapiti is equal to Swapyayaha. Swapiti. So Swapyayaha means, Swa means nature, one's own nature, and Apyayaha means resolution. So Swarupa Layaha is Swapyayaha. Therefore, in deep sleep, a sleeper is called Swapiti because of nature resolution. And the Upanishad itself makes another statement in that context. What it says, during Sushupti, Jiva resolves into Satkarana. So if you join these two things together, now we get the idea that Jiva resolves into nature and jiva enters into sat karanam, and we come to the conclusion that the nature of jiva is sat karana. How it is related? Jiva resolves into nature and jiva enters into sat karanam, and we come to the conclusion that the nature of jiva is sat karana. Therefore, in sleep, jiva resolves into its nature, which is sat karana. So what is the mantra in Chandogya that we read? Yatrai tat purushaha swapiti nama sata somya tada sampanno bhavati swam apito bhavati tada sampanno bhavati swam apito bhavati. First it says jiva resolves into sat, and second jiva resolves into its own nature. That means sat is equal to swam is equal to sat. So sat karanam alone is swarupam. Swarupa alone is sat karanam. Swarupa of the jiva alone is sat karanam. So by analyzing the swapiti nama nirvachanam, sushupti state of jiva, we come to know jiva resolves into its own nature, which is sat karanam. Now the question is whether the sat karanam is chetanam sat karanam or achetanam. So if you accept Sankhya theory, what will happen? The meaning will be during Sushupti, jiva resolves into its nature, sat karanam, which according to him is achetanam. Therefore, according to Sankhya, during Sushupti, jiva resolves into its own nature of achetana pradhanam, because its nature is achetana pradhanam. According to Vedanta, during Sushupti, jiva resolves into its own nature, which is chetanam brahma. So if we condense these two statements further, according to Sankhya, achetanam will be nature of jiva. And according to Vedanta, chetanam will be the nature of jiva. Which is acceptable to us? Is your nature chetanam or achetanam? Or if you want to ask differently, are you chetanam or achetanam? The fact is, even for you to say, I am achetanam, what you should be? You should be chetanam. One may perhaps say, I am like achetana. Because sometimes we say, you know, why are you standing like a pillar or a pole or like a jadam? We say to people, achetanam can never be the nature of the chetana jivaha. Says who? Says Shankaracharya. Whereas chetanam brahma alone can be the true nature of jiva. That is why in Sankhya philosophy also, they have made Purusha and Pradhanam, Prakriti, as totally two distinct independent entities. By that, what Sankhya indicates? Chetanam and Achetanam are totally exclusive. Chetanam cannot be nature of Achetanam, and Achetanam cannot be the nature of Chetanam. Both are independent entities. Spirit and matter are totally exclusive, according to Sankhya's. So if jiva's nature is achetanam, then chetanam and achetanam are mixed up in Sankhya philosophy, which is never possible. And therefore, swapyaya. Swapyaya means what? What is the anumanam here? Sat shabda vakyam cannot be pradhanam, because sat is the locus of the jiva resolution in sushupti. Sat is the locus of the jiva resolution in sushupti. And therefore, it cannot be achedanam, pradhanam, prakriti. This is general analysis. Now let us go for the word. So, swapyayat means, is a compound word made up of swam and another is apyayaha. Two words I said earlier. Swa means swarupa. In sushupti, jiva is said to be in swarupa, one's own swarupa. It is not in the case of jiva alone, for everything. Whenever anything resolves, it resolves into its original nature. If all the waves in the ocean resolve, they will resolve into what? Into water only. The nature is referred to as swam. And the next word is apyayaha. Apyayaha word is used in Bhagavad Gita also for resolving into the original nature. In 11th chapter,
Bhava-pyayau-hi-bhutanam-shruta-vistara-shomaya-tvatta-kamala-patraksha-mahatmyam-api chavyayam.
So, bhavaha means utpatti. And apyayaha means layaha. In Mandukya also we have seen a similar sloka there. Yesha sarveshwaraha, yesha sarvajnaha, yesha antaryami, yesha yonihi, sarvasya prabhapya prabhavapya yohim bhutanam. Therefore, apyayaha means layaha, dissolution. Swapyayaha means sorupa layaha. When? During sushupti, during sleep. We can extend this to pralaya also. So both in sushupti and pralaya, jiva gets into its sorupa layaha. So the Upanishad says, during sushupti, there is sat layaha also, and sorupa means sat, and therefore sat should be chetana. So development is what? This is the development of the argument. Therefore, what is the anumanam now? Satchapta vakyam na pradhanam swapyaya, because of this reason. And with this fifth reason, it's also over. So now we are going to enter into the next sutra, which gives the sixth reason. Acharya gives actually seven reasons. Gati samanyat. Sutra number 10, Gati samanyat. The Upanishad introduces Sat as Jagat Karanam without saying whether Sat is Chetanam or Achetanam. I already mentioned this. Because the Upanishad is vague, then we can have the doubt. Now we have a general rule. Whenever a statement is vague in an Upanishad, the vagueness can be clarified from a parallel statement from another Upanishad. We will take, for example, the similar Srishti statement in another Upanishad also. And then see the Karanam taken is Chetanam or Achetanam to clear the vagueness. Because what was the question? Whether the Karanam, Sat Karanam, is Chetanam or Achetanam. So the famous quotation that we have already seen many times is from Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Abhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramebhyo Manne So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmadva Yetasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha. So Brahmavit Apnoti Param, the knower of Brahman attains the supreme. So the Upanishad introduces Brahman as Chetana Vastu or Achetana Vastu here. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Brahman is introduced as Jnana Swarupam and Chetana Swarupam, and there is no vagueness with respect to Brahman here. So having introduced Chetanam Brahman, it says, Tasmatva Yetasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha. From that Chetanam Brahman, Akasha was born. It uses actually the fifth case here, Panchami. Tasmadva etasmat. Panchami vibhakti is used, fifth case, to indicate the upadana karanam. So upadana karanarthe apadana panchami. It is called iti nyaya. Iti nyayate upadana karanarthe apadana panchami iti nyayate. So the fifth case indicates Brahman is the upadana karanam for creation. And in another place of Taittiriya also, in sloka, in 2.6.3 in Taittiriya, Brahmananda Valli, so kamayata bahusyam praja yeyeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idakum sarvam asrijata yaditam kincha tat srishtva tadeva nupravishat tadanupravishya satchatyaccha bhavat niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha satyancha anrutancha satyam abhavat yaditam kincha tat satyamitya chakshate tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Again the same Upanishad Brahmananda Valli, it takes, talks about Brahmapuchyam pratishta later and says that Brahman alone desired, so kamayata saha akamayata, Brahman alone desired and became creation. Bhagusyam prajaya yeti, it became creation by desiring itself. Therefore, there is no controversy. Explicitly, Brahman is said as the upadana karanam. And in the also third valli, Bhrguvalli also, of Taittiriya Upanishad, he says, yato va ima nibhuta nijayante, ye najata nijivanti, yat prayante visam vishanti, tad vijigyasasva, tad brahmeti. Here also, Brahman, the Chetanam Vastu, is presented as Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Karana, Upadana Karana. And again, Mundaka also we have seen, Yes Sarvajnaha Sarvavitu Yasya Jnanamayam Tapaha Tasmadetat Brahma Nama Rupa Mannamcha Jayate. The Upanishad introduces the Jagat Karanam as omniscient one, Sarvajnaha, Sarvavitu. And the omniscient should be what? Should be only Chetanam. It cannot be Achetanam. So from that Chetana Vastu alone, Tasmat, here also Upadana Arte, Apadana Panchami. Same thing, same logic in Nyaya. So all the Nama, Rupas and Annam, they all came up. So the same idea is also given in Mundaka Upanishad, in the second Mundaka also. Ye Tasmat Jayate Prano Manaha Sarvendriyani Cham Kam Vayu Jyoti Rapa Prithivim Vishvasya Dharinim. So here also we find explicitly that Chaitanam Brahma alone is the Upadana Karana of the whole universe, starting from Jiva to Prithivi and all that. And again, Aitriya Upanishad also declares in the mantra, Atma va idameka evagra asit nanyat kinchana mishate ya yiksa yikshata lokanu srijayiti. The yikshata, same word comes again here also. Atma is said to be the Jagat Karanam, from which everything came. So the Atma, word Atma invariably represents Chetanam alone, never Achetanam. Again, Prashnopanishad. Atmana yesha prano jayate yatesha purushe chaya is a nice simile here. It is very important, Prashnopanishad mantra. And it says, prana is born out of Brahman as shadow is born out of a person. The Upanishad gives the example of chaya, shadow, to indicate that an unreal creation, shadow, is born out of Brahman, the real, Brahman Maya. So the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is full of Srishti only. Yata vispulingaha prabhavanti eva meva atmanaha. We saw all these things in detail only recently. Similarly, Atma, the creation, is born. We have many explicit quotations to indicate that Chetanam is Karanam. Therefore, based on that, wherever there is vagueness, we should replace by explicit statements from elsewhere. This is called Gati Samanya Nyayaha. It's also in Nyaya, that Nyaya philosophy, Nyaya literature, there is this Nyaya, Gati Samanya Nyayaha. Clarification of vague statements in one Upanishad with the help of explicit clear statements from other Upanishads. Therefore, what is Anumanam now? Satchabda Vakyam na Pradhanam Brahmaiva Gati Samanyat. Now we will see the word meaning also for this sutra. This sutra contains one compound word comprising two words as Gati and Samanyat. And in this context, Gati means Avagatihi, Jnanam, Chetana Karana Jnanam, which belongs to Vedantins Chetana Brahma Jnanam. And other Upanishads does not support Achetana Jnanam of Sankhya, whereas all the Upanishads, as we said just now, they all support the Chetana Karana Jnanam of the Vedantins. So Samanyat means concurrence. Therefore, Gatihi refers to Chetana Karana Jnanam, and the other word is Samanyam, identity or concurrence. So Samanyat means my Chetana Karana Jnanam has got concurrence with the Chetana Karana Jnanam of all other Upanishads. In fact, this rule is almost like majority vote. We can call it like majority vote. Therefore, majority of the Upanishads says this only. Therefore, Gati Samanya Nyaya is the democracy argument. Therefore, Jnana Samanyat. Therefore, what is the Anumana Vakyam now? Satchabda Vakyam, Chetana Karanam Brahmaivam, Gati Samanyat, Chetana Karana Jnanasyam, Sarva Upanishatsu Samanyatvat. So hence, Sankhya's view is Achetanam Pradhanam is Jagat Karanam is negated. This is the sixth reason to establish that Sat is Chetanam Brahman and not Achetanam Pradhana. Now we will see the seventh reason in the next sutra, sutra number 11. Srutat Vacham. General analysis we will do first. Here Vyasacharya has in mind the statement occurring in another Upanishad called Swetasvatara Upanishad. We have quoted this Upanishad earlier also in the 6th chapter. It's an often quoted mantra also. Many mantras from this Upanishad are analyzed in Brahma Sutras also. And this mantra says, Natasya kaschit pratirasti lokem nacheshita naivacha tasya lingam sakaranam karanadipadipaham nachasya kaschit janita nachadipaham. Saha karanam karanadipadipaham. Saha karanam. This is the most important portion in this particular section. Saha karanam, which means that is the cause of the universe, because the controversy is with respect to Jagat Karanam only. Upanishad says Saha Karanam. But that does not seem to solve the problem also, because the Upanishad says that is the Karanam, and what is that is the question. But all the previous mantras talk about Chetanam Brahma, and Svetasvatara Upanishad says that Chetanam Brahman is the cause of the universe. So this statement is the most relevant statement, because here alone the Upanishad is very, very explicitly says. So by using the word Karanam itself. In other Upanishad, it does not explicitly say this, use the word Karanam. It said, Yato vayima nibhuta nijayante yena jata nijivanti yat prayanti visham vishanti tad vijignasasva tad brahmeti. It did not directly say that Brahman is the Karanam. It said tad Brahma. That Brahma is Karanam, it did not say, of the universe. Since the Upanishad says Brahman is Karanam, Sankhya cannot contradict. And if Sankhya contradicts, then what will happen to him? He will become Avaidika. And his philosophy relies more on Tarka and less on Shastra. We will completely ignore him. He cannot contradict the Upanishadic statement. This is the general analysis. Therefore, what is the Anumanam now? Satchabda Vakyam Chetanam Brahmaiva Shrutatvat. Kutra, where? Svetasvatara Upanishadi. Chetana Karanasya Shrutatvat. Brahmavate or Atmavate. It refers to Chetana Brahma only. Now we will see the word analysis also. Here there are two words. Shrutatvat and Cha. Shrutatvat means what? Because it is heard. Shruti means heard. It's the literal meaning. But we should understand as because it is mentioned in the Shruti. That is the general rule. Why Vyasa uses the word Shrutatvat here? In those days, Veda is never read. Because Veda was never a written text. Actually, in Tamil language, maybe in other languages also similar words may be there. In Tamil language, Veda is called Yelda Kelavi. Kelavi means not an old woman. Kelavi means words. So they are always heard and never read or written. That is why it is called Shruti, whatever is heard. That is why we can never say it is read. Naivam Patitam. Parantu Sarvada Shrutam. So Shrutatvat, it is heard. There is a word Cha also indicating the conclusion of all the reasons given in the sutras. So all the 7 reasons indicate Sat is the Chetana Karanam Brahma and not Achetanam Pradhanam of the Sankhyas. With this, the Ikshati Adhikaranam, the 5th Adhikaranam is over, which contained so many sutras. Now we will see the Upasamhara, the conclusion of this Adhikarana, and present it in technical format. So if you remember the definition of Adhikarana, what is that? Vishayo Vishayaschaiva Purvapakshastatottaram Sangatischeti Panchangam Shastredhikaranam Smritam. We have seen this sloka many times. I'm just only quoting each time that we have to analyze all this. First is Vishayaha. Vishayaha means what is the subject matter? Here the controversial subject matter. The word Sat occurring in Chandogya, namely Sadeva Somyam Idamagra Asitrim Tadekshata. That's Sat. And second one is Samshayaha. Samshayaha, the doubt. What is the doubt? Whether the word Sat refers to Achetana Jagatkaranam Pradhanam of Sankhyas or Chetana Jagatkaranam Brahma of Vedantins. The reason is Here the Upanishad has not clearly mentioned that Sat is Chetanam or Achetanam. And third one is Purva Paksha. Sankhya says Achetanam Pradhanam Eva Jagat Karanam. Achetanam Pradhanam only Jagat Karanam. Who says? Sankhya says. And many reasons are given. Number one, material cause has to be material. And it is Achetanam. Material cause of pot, ornaments, furniture, they all should be Achetanam matter only. All materials are inert. And so the cause also should be inert material only. These are Sankhya's arguments. Not only that, between cause and effect, similarity should be there. Between Pradhanam and world, similarity is there. Both are Trigunam, Sattva, Rajas, Tamogunas, and they are Savikaraha. Therefore, Pradhanam must be Jagat Karana. That is Purva Pakshi's argument, Sankhya's argument. And what does Siddhanti says? Vedanti, our conclusion is Sat is Chetana Karanam Brahmaiva. It is Brahman Chetana Karanam only. And now we saw seven reasons for this. Siddhanti's conclusion, we saw seven reasons given in this seven sutras of Sadhikarna. Number one, Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Mukhya Ishrutatvat. The word Sat does not refer to Pradhanam because Sat visualizes the creation before it emerges. Visualization is the first reason given Sutra 5 and 6. And the second is Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Tannishtasya Mokshopadeshat. The word Sat does not refer to Pradhanam but to Brahman only because Sat is presented as the cause of Moksha, Mokshopadeshat. If Sat were Pradhanam, Prakriti of Sankhya, Pradhanam will become cause of Moksha, which is not true at all. Prakriti cannot be Moksha, cannot lead to Moksha. Sutra 7. And next Sutra, Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Heyatva Avachanat. This is the third reason. The word Sat does not refer to Pradhanam, Prakriti, because no statement of negation. If so, Upanishad would have negated Pradhanam and would have gone to Purusha, is the highest stage. Since there is no negation, Sat is not an intermediary state, but final state. Chetanam, Brahman only. Sutra, this is from Sutra number 8. And because of the word Cha, it's a not direct reason. Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Sutre Chakarat. The words Chakara. Because Cha indicates another reasons. There are other reasons also. So the reason indicated is Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratignyat. Because Shruti says the knowledge of Sat will lead to the knowledge of everything. If true, Pradhana Jnanam will not lead to knowledge of everything. Therefore, Sat should refer to only Brahman and not to Pradhanam. The reason is Pradhanam is the Karanam of the later 23 principles, Mahat Ahankara and all that. Therefore, by knowing the Pradhanam, one can know the later products, but not Purusha Jnanam. Because Purusham is not an effect of Pradhanam. And fifth reason is Satchabda Vakyam Na Pradhanam Swapyayat. During Sushupti, there is Sat Layaha also. And Swarupam is Sat. Therefore, Sat should be Chetanam only according to Sutra number 9. And then Satchabda Vakyam Chetana Karanam Brahmaivam Gati Samanyat Chetana Karana Jnanasya Sarva Upanishad Sum Samanatvat from Sutra number 10. So Sankhya's view, Achetanam Pradhanam is Jagat Karanam, is negated here and establishes that Sat is Chetanam Brahman and not Achetanam Pradhanam Achetanam Prakriti. And the seventh reason is Satchabda Vakyam Chetanam Brahmaivam Shrutatvat from Shruti Swetasvatara Upanishadi Chetana Karanasya Shrutatvat Brahmavate. And the Chakara indicates the conclusion of all the reasons given in these sutras. The last Shrutatvat Cha, that Cha indicates conclusion. So all the seven reasons indicate Satis Chetana Karanam Brahma. Because of the seven reasons mentioned in Ikshati Adhikaranam, Chetanam Brahmaivam Jagat Karanam is the Siddhanta or Vedanta. Second portion. And then what is the Sangati? So we have already told Vishayaha. And then next is doubts, Samshayaha. And all that thing, Purvapaksha, all that thing we have seen. And final one is Sangati. That's the fifth parameter for a particular Adhikarana. So what is the Sangati here? Connection between the previous Adhikaranam, namely what is the previous Adhikaranam? Samanvaya Adhikaranam. And the Ikshati Adhikaranam is the present Adhikaranam. So the connection between these two also should be established. That is requirement. So the connection is Akshepa Sangatihi. This connection is called Akshepa Sangatihi. Why do we say so? In the fourth Adhikaranam, Tattu Samanvayat. That sutra, I hope you remember. Actually, Acharya has written pages and pages of Bhashyam only for that one sutra, Tattu Samanvayat. We saw it in as much detail as we can. So we said then, Brahman is the subject matter, the Jagat Karanam, and for that conclusion, the Sankhya objected. And what did he say? Pradhanam alone is Jagat Karanam, and we negate that objection and establish that Brahman is Jagat Karanam. So we said something, Sankhya objected, and then we re-established that what we are saying is correct. So this, since this is answering an objection raised by the Sankhya, this is called Akshepa Sangatihi. So with this, the Ikshadi Adhikaranam is also over. Now the next topic is another important topic. It is called Anandamaya Adhikaranam. And the 12th Sutra, Anandamayobhyasatam, that is another important sutra. We are going to see it in the next class. This particular Adhikaranam is fairly elaborate. It contains so many. This is the first Adhikaranam we saw so far with many sutras in one topic. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Yo Vedadav Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Yapparasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Narayana.